Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: إن هذه القلوب تمل كما تمل الأبدان، فابتغوا لها طرائف الحكمة.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, "The hearts become tired as the bodies become tired. You should therefore search for beautiful sayings for them to enjoy by way of refreshment."
Welcome back, dear friends. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are humbly speaking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, this rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the first successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the only successor after the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now, when we look at the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, we see that the commander of the faithful in his era during his imamah, which of course started after the demise and the passing away, and according to some traditions, the martyrdom of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, it was Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, who was the source of light and nur and this divine guidance that illuminated the world in his era. It illuminated his surrounding, it illuminated the Arabian Peninsula, it illuminated the Islamic lands. And of course, it was this light of guidance that helped to save people. And these brilliant waves included nations and peoples of the world. And of course, this light of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and when we talk about his light, we're talking about his knowledge, his wisdom, his characteristics, his behaviors, his morals, his ethics, his teachings, the lessons we learn from him, and of course, his universal persona. This light of Imam Ali alayhi salam emanated, and it brought this liberty to human thought, it brought willpower to the downtrodden, and of course it gave this advanced method of reformation, a comprehensive reformation, and it was this beautiful light that helped to spread knowledge and the eradication of ignorance and the development of intellects and raising a human being from the level of base evil and carnal desires to a human being that is in sync with the heavens, is illuminated, and is this insani kamil, this perfect human being. So this is everything that we learn from this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam on a very general level and on a very general scale. But the lesson that I want to take out from what we just said is that in the present day, as the followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and as the lovers of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and as the devotees of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and of course as those who want to emulate the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we too in the present day need to be this guiding light for the societies and communities and the nations where we live. Now, this is a duty that is incumbent upon every single one of us who are the followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who are the followers of the 12 divinely appointed imams, peace and blessings upon them all. It is our duty to illuminate and teach and spread knowledge and wisdom in our societies and in our communities. You know, we shouldn't be this kind of a cult-type society where we have no interaction or communication with the societies where we live. No, it is our duty to spread the knowledge and the wisdom of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam in the places where we live, and to show the people what Islam and the pure Muhammadan Islam truly is to the people that are around us wherever we are. A beautiful lesson indeed brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And I would like to begin with this very question about Amir al-Mu'mineen. And the question about who is Ali is actually a very simple question. What I want to answer tonight is the question of what is Ali. There is a difference between who is Ali and what is Ali. Salama says, I have heard the Prophet say. And what did the Prophet say? Aliyun ma'al Qur'an wal Qur'anu ma'aliyin. Ali is with the Qur'an and the Qur'an is with Ali. Lan yaftariqa hatta yarida alayhi al-hawz. And Ali and Qur'an will not separate from one another until both of them come and meet me on the day of judgment by the fountain known as Kawthar. And this is something very interesting for us, and this is beyond any doubt. No Sunni scholar of hadith, doubts the authenticity of these words. It's important to see that the hadith says Ali is with the Quran, and the Quran is with Ali. Ma'a, to be with. Ma'iyyat, togetherness or closeness of something. And the question is that, you know, if this hadith of the Prophet had stopped halfway, if the Prophet had just said, Aliyun ma'al Quran, Ali is with the Quran, it was not really a big deal. There are many, many Muslims who are with the Quran, truly with the Quran. But the hadith doesn't stop there. It says, Wal Quranu ma'a Aliyin. The Quran is with Ali. What does it mean when it says that, you know, Ali is with the Quran, ma'al Quran? Is it in the sense that, you know, Quran is there in the front and Ali is following it? No. Because the next sentence says, Wal Quranu ma'a Aliyin. This hadith of the Prophet is not saying that Quran is the leader and Ali is the follower, which would apply to all of us. And if we really are true to that, that is our salvation. But this is not Ali. It doesn't say that Quran is the leader and Ali is the follower, because then you'll have to reverse. Wal Quranu ma Aliyin. Ali is in the front and the Quran is following. No, here actually the issue of ma'iyyat means that Ali and Quran have been totally merged into one another.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.